Blog Talk Radio.
Of course, 6:30 Wednesdays, SCW Radio. That is, unless you're talking about the previous 2 weeks. I would like to kind of apologize here for the last 2 weeks. We've had some technical difficulties going on here at Blog Talk Radio, a lot of things going on, but all those problems have been solved with our account, and we are going to move forward just as we always do here on SCW Radio. But as promoted, this is going to be a very different episode of SCW Radio. We haven't had a formal interviewee slash guest since the early inception of SCW Radio, but that is going to be going down today. Now, for everyone that was calling in, definitely still call in. We're going to be taking your calls. The chat is about to open up as we speak, and the lines, like I said, are going to be open. So, if there's anyone out there with any questions, for anything, not just what the main focus of the show is going to be this evening, feel free to send them on our chat we got running. Feel free to call in. It's definitely going to be a very interesting episode, to say the least. So, with that said, first and foremost, let's give out the guest call-in number, that being 1-713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 1-713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Go ahead and dial in for this week's episode of SCW Radio. Now, let's go ahead and throw out all the housework, so to speak. Let's go ahead and get all this out of the way, guys. I do it on every episode of SCW Radio. So we're going to do it quickly before we move on into this week's topic of discussion, so to speak. If you want to find SCW anywhere on the World Wide Web, you can do so at the following links and URLs. Our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, Facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09, Twitter.com/SCW Greenwood, YouTube.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, right here each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment, South-Carolina-Wrestling.tumblr.com, and of course, you can find SCW Entertainment by searching that keyword, SCW Entertainment. At Spreadshirt, Spreaker, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud. We're all over the World Wide Web, guys. No reason why, and I say it every week, you can't like, share, friend, follow us. So there you go. Go ahead and get that homework out there. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start by the way in which we promoted the show. Everybody wants to hear it. So to give the quick backstory to those who have lived under a rock for the last, 5 weeks, December the 13th of last year at Toys for Tots event, the last event of SCW's 2014 year, there was a triple threat Ironman match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship between then-champion TJ Boss, Daniel Maxim, and Tanner Stone. The end of that match would see the referee Brian White unable to make a pinfall attempt by TJ Boss, which led Scott Pearson to the ring. He would then low blow TJ Boss. Tanner Stone would roll TJ up 1-2-3, giving Tanner Stone the 1 point advantage in that triple threat Ironman match. Scott Pearce would then, as the new GM of the company, stop the match 2 minutes early, and himself and Tanner Stone would flee the building with the championship. Since then, there's been a lot of run-ins with legal proceedings and things of that nature. Tanner Stone claims he doesn't know where the championship is. Tanner Stone and Scott Pearce have since monetarily compensated SCW Entertainment, which that money will be used to purchase a new SCW championship belt. However, there's been a lot of rumors. There's been a lot of speculation as to why Tanner did what he did, as to why he refuses to come back to SCW Entertainment to defend said championship before he was stripped. And we're going to try to get to the bottom of a lot of these answers right here on SCW Radio. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cue in the man that has definitely been a topic of discussion, to say the least, at SCW for the last 4 or 5 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now being joined by Tanner Stone. Are you there?
Did you miss me?
I got to tell you, man, you've really caused a stir here at SCW Entertainment and even outside. Before we get into any questions, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you have the floor to say anything that's on your mind, and then we'll go into a bit of a Q&A. So,
all right.
Go ahead.
Great. I want you to know that I did this tonight solely off the fact that, regardless of what people may think, I do have a lot of respect for you as a person, not necessarily as a promoter, but as a person. And I did this not only to the fact that it would be my last favor for you and my last, you know, public appearance for SCW, I guess you could say, my public address. I did it because after an interview for another competing wrestling company, Ultra Wrestle, I had a lot of hate call coming in, and I would like to go ahead and do the SCW fans the final respect of giving them the chance to ask some questions and to finally have their questions answered, and to finally open up and tell my side of the story that has been completely and utterly bastardized over SCW media these past few weeks. And so without any further ado, let's go ahead and get to whatever questions you may have. And the big one, I guess we can save that for a little bit later, is why, and we'll answer that tonight. So what do you want to ask? What do they want to ask?
Well, you know, if you want to save the big one until later, that's fine. We'll go ahead and we'll skip that and knock that off the list, because you'll say we'll answer that towards the end of the show.
And I will answer it. I guarantee that I'll answer why.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, we've had a lot of questions come in from SCW fans. We've had a lot of people that are definitely interested in knowing your side of the story. So we're going to do that. First things first, though. A lot of people are wondering, first and foremost, about your affiliation with Scott Pierce. So you want to get your side of the story out there. Fans of SCW Entertainment, and I believe all employees of SCW Entertainment, have generally known one Scott Pierce. And at Toys for Tots, we saw a different side of Scott Pierce. What exactly is your affiliation with Scott?
My affiliation with Scott is long, deep-rooted, and tied thicker than blood, if you will. Without putting an actual label on it, I'll save the actual label until later, because that's something that we legally don't want to, you know, discuss at this moment. Scott, the Scott Pierce that you all claim to have known and were misconceived to know, is not the Scott Pierce that exists in the real world. Scott Pierce is a businessman just like myself. He knew, and, you know, to answer why Scott did what he did for Scott and in his words, he was doing what he thought was best for SCW. And the Scott that you saw was merely the man, not necessarily the script, if you will. You got to see something a little realer than you thought you were going to get to see. And I don't think people were okay with that. I think people thought that that Scott was just an everyday guy, you know, a down-home fella from Greenwood that, you know, was – and they didn't get that, and they were a little surprised. But one thing that you all have to learn is that Scott has his vices, and Scott has his needs and wants, and Scott, as the power of SCW Entertainment at that time, we both know that he's been removed since then, he made the right decision. You know, he decided that that Kevin's time was up, and he decided that the company needed a new direction, and that was something that a lot of people had a problem with, I think. And he just took it into his own hands and made it happen. So there's your answer on that.
Well, you know, a lot of people have asked the question. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out here. A lot of people have kind of questioned your intestinal fortitude, so to speak, with a multitude of questions. But the two that come to my mind is why, after winning the championship, and albeit you did say it was your last match, why, after winning the championship, did you not return to SCW Entertainment to defend that title? And secondly, why did it take Scott Pierce stopping the match early? Granted, you are up 1 point. There were 2 minutes left on the clock. Why stop the match? So if you could speak to those 2 points, go ahead.
Okay, why did I not come back? The reason I didn't come back is because I explicitly said months in advance that I wasn't coming back. I asked repeatedly for my release after some personal events took place with myself and some of the new quote-unquote council owners. I was not granted my release. I was told I had to work the remainder of the year and that I needed to finish up my dates, which included Gold Rush, WrestleFest, and Toys for Tots. At which point I decided to take things in my own hands, if you will, and finish my dates the way I wanted to finish my dates. As far as not coming back, there's not enough money on the table. There's not enough. You know, one thing that I said all along is the SCW trading cards. I mean, you know, you put the SCW trading cards back on the table, we might have thought, but you know, we don't have show posters with my face on, you know, all over it. We don't have Tanner on DVDs. We don't have our merchandise sold at the shows. We don't have Tanner on appreciation. Like, we don't have things that quite honestly accommodates to a guy like me. I'm a big deal, you know, in case you didn't realize. I am Abbeville's own Tanner Stone. People forget about that, I think, and it's just misplaced. But no, why I left was down to the fact that TJ didn't deserve 2 minutes. TJ will not get 2 minutes unless he comes to Abbeville to get his 2 minutes, and at which point I will politely deny him because, according to you all, I'm not your champion anymore, but quite honestly, the belt in my lap says otherwise, but that's not the point.
Let's get this straight, and a lot of your aggression or, you know, argument seems to be against TJ. And I'll even say that you said your face isn't on the posters and blah, blah, blah. Well, I think it's a pretty obvious thing to say that TJ Boss is in a lot of ways a poster boy for SCW Entertainment. And a lot of people would argue he got that way by winning titles and defending them. Don't you think you could have done the same?
Did I do anything differently? Well, because it's the perfect storm. Chris and I went on to be undefeated until we lost them. As the Internet Champion, I defended successfully multiple times. I have yet to lose the heavyweight title. What's the difference? The difference is that, you know, you asked me is that, go ahead.
I would just like to say, to clarify, you did lose the title. That being said, SCW Entertainment, and you know this just as well as I do, made every effort to get you back to defend the title in 2015, rather than just grant you your release, which, you know, had already happened, but let's be honest, you as the heavyweight champion, we wanted to see you come back and defend that title. Wouldn't do that. To this day, refuse to do that. I think that's the point.
I won't defend it. I refuse. I will defend it. You know, I was offered $500 to burn it in Abbeville on the 31st, you know, in front of, you know, a solid, guaranteed sold-out crowd. I was offered to go down to Union and burn it in front of a guaranteed sold-out crowd. Hell, some Indian fella called me and asked me to come burn it in his promotion in Sparkburg. You know, man, I'm not going to defend the belt, but I'm not going to desecrate it because at the end of the day, it is the most important championship the state's ever had. And quite frankly, I don't see a point why I can't retire with it. Why is it that, why can't I go home with it? Why can't I take my ball and go home? Why is it such a big deal? Why blemish the title's record and try to take me off of it when, quite frankly, I'd be the most dominant champion that's ever lived until this date and became the subsequent most dominant champion? Why blemish the record? Why strip it? Why be a coward that you are and take me off the reins? I don't understand.
I think the cowardice actually would come from the fact of you not returning to defend it. I think we both know that you entered into an agreement on a handshake going into Toys for Tots that if that were to happen, if you were to win the title, that you would come back and defend it. I mean, literally, you're saying all these things and you're trying to spin it your way, but at the end of the day, Tanner, level with me. You know me, I know you, we have a history. And, you know, you want to talk about why you hadn't received championship matches up until that point anyway. You got to realize, Tanner, this company did always look at you as someone who couldn't be trusted. I mean, look at your history. and really you're just proving all your detractors right by doing what you did.
No, I'm proving the accusations right. My detractors did it in a spiteful manner and did it to keep me down and keep me from grabbing the brass ring. And quite frankly, when I eventually did grab and take and shove TJ backwards and take his brass ring, you have asked me to return it. You asked me to bring it back. You asked me to give it up. You forced my hand. You stripped my name from the record. Yes, I entered into a gentleman's agreement that if I won, I would come back. But at the end of the day, we both know that wasn't in the plan, so to say. That wasn't what you had prepared for. And unfortunately, you should have prepared a little bit better. I don't think it's – I think one big thing that you're missing is you think it's not cowardice when it's not. It's, you know, let's go ahead and hit on it. We've been wondering why did I do it? This is one of the big points that I'm going to tell you now. I took it because it was Tevin's. Because we're talking about the same guy that took one of my closest friends, Josh Chilton, publicly humiliated him at WrestleFest and got him to quit. Never came back to SCW. People don't know that, but behind the scenes, if you didn't know, TJ took over as booker that night. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. Because he forced Chilton to quit. Chilton was one of my closest friends. And that's something that I don't forgive. I took that title back as a revenge. I left because this is the same company that helped to ruin my life multiple years ago. The same company that garners fans that call my close friend Thomas Simpson Mr. Faggot. I have nothing but resent towards management, towards its poster boy, and towards its fans, quite frankly. I mean, this is the same company that forced Daniel Maxson to quit. I mean, let's hear the real story. You know, Daniel didn't have control of the situation. You guys gave him a release. You gave him a release form. You told him to go put out a statement and apologize and quit. And that's the truth, because I heard it out of Daniel's own mouth. SCW forced Daniel Maxson to quit. There's a scoop.
I would just like to go ahead and interject and let you know that I would say about 99% of what you just said, not only are you confused, you're outright lying. You know a lot of that of what you just said is not true. First off, how can SCW management be held responsible for anything that an SCW fan would say as in regards to the Thomas Simpson situation, which I did weigh in on and condemn that particular comment. The Daniel Maxson situation, you know just as I do that he left for his own personal reasons, so I don't understand what this big crusade against us is. And furthermore, you know, you keep going back to the TJ Ball story. You know, if you have so many issues with him, if you have such a problem with him, then what would be the problem in coming back and getting your match with him? Now, granted, you know just as well as I do, that's not on the table anymore. But it was for several weeks before, you know, anything went down. It was on the line for 10 whole days. We tried to get you to come back and in 2015 and defend the title against TJ Boss. I think that SCW Entertainment could make a lot of money from TJ Boss versus Tanner Stone at this point. But here you are, you're shouting out these accusations that are completely and totally false, and you have so much apparent pent-up frustration against TJ Boss, yet you refuse to come back and get in the ring with him. Why are these things the way they are?
Because had I known a single thing that he's done over the time that he's been here and stolen success from other people, I would have been ostracized and subsequently fired. TJ was rewarded. I heard on TJ's wedding day when Daniel Maxson was still in line and quite frankly close to being one of the best champions that the company ever had, that he would eventually beat him. The man was in TJ's wedding. I was in TJ's wedding, for God's sakes. People have seen the pictures. I didn't have a problem with the man until that day, until I realized that, hey, you know, this guy ran my friend Josh Chilton out of the company. He is admitting to the fact that he, as a power figure, will eventually take all of the gold for himself, the most important prize in the company. That thing doesn't sit well. So let me ask you a question. You know, your point system that you put out there, he wasn't even close to my spot. Think about that. Think about it. I was the most dominant person in the company throughout the entire year, completely passed over for opportunities, completely passed over. And you wonder why I quit when I took your brass ring. You wonder why I went home. You question me and vilify me as if I'm some sort of fool that took everything and left and ran. I'm sort of a coward. I'm not a coward. I'm smart. I'm smarter than you all. it's unfortunate for you, but quite frankly, I'm the man.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's it is unfortunate for us because we have to get a new incarnation of the championship as much as that belt meant. But at the
keyword
same time,
meant,
it's just...
The new one won't mean anything. It will mean nothing. It's just gold. It's fake gold on fake leather. My real gold, real leather championship will mean much more than the fact that I've never lost it. It will never lose it.
You can
crown whoever you want. You can crown right
and we are. And the fact that you've taken that belt and done what you've done to it has kind of sullied its history anyway. So, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a good thing in my estimation that we're getting a new championship belt. No longer will that one be associated with you in the way that you handled your business at Toys for Tots, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's a good thing.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. You're perfectly right. I mean, you nailed it on the head, and the fans, I bet they believe you for it. But at the end of the day, they're going to see nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change because I left because I'm not there anymore. The fact that I'm not there means that the company's going to be stuck in stagnation. There is no voice anymore. There's no one to speak up when things are wrong. And you have all these pretty little golden boy heroes like TJ. And the one time somebody a little off balance gets in there, it doesn't work. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with it. You don't need me, obviously.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a couple of callers here on the line. They've been waiting. I don't know. Some of these may be individuals who'd like to address you, and we're going to go ahead and start bringing some folks in here on the line. So, first and foremost, I believe we're now being joined by Ace Harris. Are you there on the line with us, Ace?
I'm here. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good. Doing a little sit-down interview here with Tanner Stone.
I hear
that. If there is any, that is the main topic of this week's show. If there's anything you'd like to say, a comment, a question for Tanner, you're not going to get the opportunity again, in my estimation. So here's your shot.
All right, here we go, Tanner Stone. I used to, you know, I respect you. You are a hell of a competitor. You are a hell of a, you know, you're a good person, like you said. You're a good person. There are also good people, other good people in the SCW locker room who deserve that championship more than you do, my friend. I'm not one of them people. I'm not going to go there. Oh, well, I'm one of the people. I deserve the championship. No. But, you know, I knew, everybody know you can't trust Tanner Stone, and you like it that way. But nobody expected you to do this. I didn't expect you to do this. But, you know, in some ways it goes along with what I've been telling everybody. You do for yourself because that's what's best. And you went right off.
Can I go ahead and respond and we can give another call in here after I say something? Because, Ace, hey, quite frankly, you're shit and you'll always be shit. And I don't care about your opinion, brother. You can kiss my ass and all that. I'm going and the champion all you want, but it doesn't matter. You're irrelevant. Thanks. Have a good one.
Call it what you want to, but you say that you're a good person, but
you're
coward. Like Mr. Van said, you're a coward. You can't defend that championship because you're scared. You know that if you step back in the ring with TJ Boss, you are more than likely going to get your teeth knocked down your throat. You can call me shit. You can call me what you want to. But at the end of 2015, people are going to forget about you, Tanner Stone, and people may be starting to recognize Ace Harris because you are replaceable.
Dude, quite frankly, you amaze me every day in the fact that you can operate a phone and that you're fatter than your brother and you're still going to live in his shadow for the rest of your life. So, you know what? You can keep on keeping on, Ace. That's great, man. That is great. And go ahead and ask Wendy how she's doing for me next time you see her. But yeah, I think you can go ahead and give another call on the line.
You see, that's myself and Ace, we haven't exactly seen eye to eye in several months now. But I'll tell you this, Ace, that's the kind of things you can expect to come out of his mouth now that he doesn't have to get back into an SCW ring every so many weeks. The fact that he's going to badmouth everyone, he's going to do, and this is coming from history, which we all know repeats itself. The last time Tanner Stone left SCW Entertainment, that's exactly what he did. He badmouthed everybody. He drug everyone's name through the mud only because he knew he didn't have to get back into the ring with these faces and face off with them and answer for the things that he said. So, you know what? You want another call? We'll get another call. As a matter of fact, the next caller is someone who I'm pretty sure is going to give you an interesting debate here. So, Tanner, you know, we've heard from a wrestler on the roster. Why not hear from a fan now? Because the next person on the line is Chris Weidman. Weidman, are you there?
Oh, God. Oh, shut up, Tanner Stone. How you doing, Sean, man?
You really got stuck in between a rock and a hard place on this one, man.
In there that goes again. But I'm doing all right, Weidman. I'm sure you've got a question or a comment for Tanner, so go ahead. Let him have it.
Tanner, why did you have to do what you did at Toys for Tots? Did you pay Scott Pierce to turn on TJ?
No, I didn't pay Scott. Scott made his own decision. Why would I have to pay Scott? Scott hates Tevin.
And Scott Pierce, he's just a butt kisser. He's following your coattails and riding your coattails. He just did it all for the money and fame.
That's fine, because he's going to get plenty of it.
Oh, yeah. That all you got? Nothing but a psycho, and then you went to Abbeville, and you was on their radio station, and I called you out on it.
You tried to, but I got you hung up on it, didn't I? And if I had any control over this one, it's the same result, brother.
You know what? It wasn't even on internet. It was over the air. And you let all your happy villains out there get the best of you because Chris is not going to spoil you.
Who?
I'm not going to spoil you because you cheated and you stole what belongs to SCW.
I don't feel like it belongs to SCW. I feel like it belongs to me because I won it, but something you wouldn't understand anything about.
You're lying. You're nothing but a liar.
We'll put
yeah,
it in there
to the top of the sky. And
you're
you
nothing but a couple of things, but I'm
wives.
Not going to call you that.
Get so much wise, you can't even get through them.
Well, you can't get through many doorways, so there you go, sir.
Like I said, we'll put an asterisk there next to the word one of the title. You know, and just on a side note here, we've got another caller we're about to take here in just a second, but there are a lot of individuals who are on your side, Tanner. I'm sure you've seen them. There are a few SCW fans. There's maybe one or two guys in the locker room that actually have your back in this scenario. So, you know, if you do have a point to I guess, a method to your madness, there are at least a few people out there that,
madness.
I guess, feel your plight, so to speak. Is there anything you'd like to say to those people?
I'd like to say that I don't appreciate them bandwagoning my calls. If that is the case, some people have sympathized with me, but the only thing that stands out to me is the whole method to the madness thing. I don't have mental problems. I don't know why everybody keeps insisting that I have mental problems, but regardless, I like to say to those people, you know, stay true to the cause and that one day, you know, one day you'll be here with me. You'll be an ultra wrestler just like me. Hopefully one day you'll get up to the big times and maybe one day we'll see each other again.
We got about a minute and a half left until we head into after call, and I got a feeling we're going to take advantage of some of that as well. And we do have another caller here on the line, so we're going to go ahead and get to that. So, next caller, last four digits, 2496. You're on SCW Radio. Hello, hello. Last four digits, 2496. You're live
hello?
On SCW Radio.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who do
hello?
We have
here? Two bands.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Apparently, I don't know what's going on, but caller, if you're having some kind of troubles on the line, try back again. Now, you know what? To be honest with you, like I said, we got about 30 seconds left before we go into after call, and there's probably a few more questions that are going to come in, and if not, I do still have some more here listed. But like I said, with after call about to be going into motion, you said, Tanner, that you were going to more or less talk about why you did what you did. And I think now is as good a time as any because we're going to have a little bit of time to go ahead.
You talking to me or a caller?
Talking to you there, Tanner.
Sorry about that.
Man, you know, I feel like I've gotten on here and badmouthed a lot of people, and I think that's to be expected, I guess, as you said. As far as why, the real, you know, bare bones reason, it really all harps back to a long time ago, and SCW did me wrong and ostracized me after an incident with Eric Thompson that we won't go into because I have too much respect for the people involved, and I know that you do as well. And that, coupled with the fact that every time something has happened in SCW, it's been assumedly my fault. You know, people haven't trusted me the whole time. I've been ostracized since I've been back, came back and absolutely dominated. I've managed people to every championship. I've won every championship at SCW. I grew up in the company. And when it came time for it to be my era, to be my time to shine, if you will, I feel like Tevin took that from me. And I feel like nobody stopped him. And, you know, there were things behind the scenes that went on that, you know, had a big hand in that. I don't want to get into a lot of it. I'll go into some points that people may not know. You know, James Hall and his wife got ousted. You know, they not ousted. I say they stepped down from being the promoters. I felt like they were good people, and I hated to see that happen to them. I had no respect for the people that took over. The people that took over have had a problem, at least since day one. They want to be gone since day one. You know, I've seen a lot of politics come into play, things that I had no savor for, if you will. I have no respect for it. I think that I was held down a lot. You know, Chris and I were held down a lot. I remember, you know, one person told us that we could, you know, we would never beat Power Trip. We'd never be in contention with the Power Trip during that time frame when we first formed the Perfect Storm. We would never be close to their rank. And it wasn't you. You know, I'm not going to sit here and play you up like a jackass, but it wasn't you at all. Like I said earlier, I have a lot of respect for you, but... And that's another reason why, above all else, I have not painted you as a bad guy in all this, because quite frankly, I learned from you. You were the first person to come in and attempt to hold the title hostage against the company. And, you know, you have painted me out to be the damn devil himself, man. You know, you've really thrown me down the river. You run all the accounts. I know you do. I've seen it. And you're the guy going on there calling me a coward and stuff. And quite frankly, you know, I don't know what to say to you, but...
Well, let's take a minute and be honest. It's not like I've hid anything from anybody.
Okay.
If you want to talk about running accounts, I also run the Sean Vann account that has also publicly... let's just be honest. I've called you out for what happened, and I did it on my own Sean Vann account. I didn't try to hide behind an SCW account. I'll be perfectly honest with you here, and I told myself I was going to come on here on this radio show, and I was going to try to be professional because, as you well know, my job here now is that of a play-by-play analyst and interviewer, and that I was going to do my job. But to be honest with you, I'm not going to call you out on social media and not address it if you want to bring it up. If you want my opinion, Tanner, I think you well know. I think what you did was despicable for the fact that, you know, you come on here and you address all these issues you have with SCW, with management, with the roster, with how things were going, how you felt like you should have been treated better than what you were. But the thing is, if you want that to happen, you went about it the exact wrong way. You bitched, you whined, and you moaned. Instead of actually doing what you needed to do to get ahead in this company, which I'm sure you'll have some response for that as you always do. But let's be real. At the end of the day, the way to get ahead at SCW Entertainment is to bust your ass. And you spent more time protesting, whining, bitching, and moaning than you did busting your ass to get the job done. And that's why we're in the predicament we are now, Tanner. You had an open door to walk right back into this company after you spit in all of our faces. And I'm not talking about Toys for Tots. I'm talking about in 2012. You had an open door to come right back into this company, and this is how you repay us. You betrayed us once. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you get where we're going here. At the end of the day, Tanner, you really can't blame anything, any problem you've had at SCW Entertainment on anyone but yourself. And you playing this blame game is utterly ridiculous.
Hmm. Well,
Is that all you got?
I mean, do you not have a rebuttal for that? It's.
Oh, no, I'll just make sure you're finished. You know, honestly, I can see what you want. I feel like you have, you know, I feel like I reacted unsavory when I was younger. And you know, the big thing about it is you say that I had an open door to come back, but the open door always came with an asterisk to the fact that the open door would always be open, not necessarily for me to come back, but for me to go back out. And that was the thing. That was the big trend, was that every time, you know, there was a problem with me, it was my fault. And people automatically assumed it was my fault. They treated me as if it was my fault. And that was, you know, that's kind of a big deal. You know, we won't go into a lot of that, but, man, you know, you guys act like I'm just quitting on you and just a coward. And
okay, well, explain how you're not. Explain how you're not. You did quit, and you are being a coward by not coming back and facing, honestly, cleaning up. I won't even say cleaning up a mess you caused, but coming back and facing the fire that you started. Explain to me how you're not a coward.
Okay.
I would love your explanation here.
I beat TJ. And with the common knowledge of the fact that he was going to get a rematch clause, I felt like he didn't deserve it. He lost. He lost 1-2-3. It doesn't matter how he lost. There's no disqualifications in a triple threat. You know it. You know as well as I do. There's no DQ. He was low-blowed by Scott. Sure, whatever. Scott is the senior official of SCW above all else and made the count and made it final. He was the authority figure at the time and legitimized it. He stopped the match. That's something that has been going on in wrestling since Frank Gotch. The match ended. The match stopped. I won the match. Does Seven get two more minutes? No, he doesn't get two more minutes. I'm sorry.
The match was signed for 30 minutes. Referee stoppage is only supposed to happen in the event of an injury or in the event that the match cannot continue in some shape, way, form, or fashion.
Brother, I got three words for you, brother. Card subject to change. Card subject to change, brother. Scott changed the card.
The point still valid. Explain it. What were you scared of 2 extra minutes? I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there because a lot of people think you were scared of what would happen in those last 2 minutes.
No, there's nothing wrong with using your utilities to cut. In any war, you would try to cut the war short, would you not? That the United States did it to Japan. They dropped the atom bombs and they cut the war short. I used my proverbial atom bomb. I used my last resort in Scott Pierce. I had the match won in the bag with 3 points to another. With 3 points on the line, I didn't have a choice. When I tied it to 2-1-1, or when I ended the tie to 2-1-1, rather, it was over. There's nothing more to prove. I won the match. What else, you know?
Anything could happen in
2 minutes. Okay, I agree with that. You know, 2 minutes is a long time, and quite frankly, it was too long of a time for my personal liking because as I saw the crowd get violent and try to chase me and attack me, I had to leave the building. We had to have the match stopped. There's no choice.
I think
the crowd got violent.
Your memory is a bit askewed because I don't remember any member of the SCW fans attempting to chase you until you ran with our property. Let's reiterate that. And, you know, to go back to a point you made earlier.
See it how you will, but I had just finished a 28-minute Ironman match, the first ever 28-minute Ironman match, and that's how it was. Sorry, I could have been tired, but
I'm sure you were. To go back to a point you made earlier,
okay.
You said that you did what I did and, quote, held up the company for the title. You left out how that ended, and that's how your story needs to end, too. If you learned from me, okay, well, listen to me. When I held the title up, you know, and the company wanted me to come back and defend the title against the man that I, quote, stole it from when I had the ace in the hole contract, I did. Now, I answered my detractors. I faced the fire that I started. At the end of the day, what makes it different in your case? Why can't you, why couldn't you come back and do the exact same thing? What's the difference?
The difference is I don't want to lose the belt, and you did. and you made the fatal error of coming back and giving them what they wanted. And that's the difference. And you,
so you're
you
admitting
made that mistake.
That, so you're admitting okay. that you know you would lose the championship coming back to face TJ?
No.
Is that what you're
not.
Saying?
I could beat TJ. I beat TJ already. There's nothing left to prove. I've said since the beginning, if I won that title, it was going to take a hell of a man to knock me off the top of the mountain. And TJ's not a hell of a man. He can't knock me off the mountain. He is the best wrestler in SCW Entertainment, only because I'm not there anymore. That's it. If I was there, I would still be the best. It's pretty. Go look at your record. Go look at your score system. Who was number one this year? It was me. You know.
Okay, well, bring your number one ass on back and get in the ring with TJ. That's the bottom line. You know, you want to sit here and you want to gloat about how you're number one and you're the SCW champion. Look, you want to sit here and villain, you know, make management look like villains. It's the same management that after you left still put you at number one on that list because we had enough integrity to be honest with the scoring system.
The difference between
if you're better than
the difference
TJ,
between
if you're
integrity.
Really number one at SCW, if you're really the SCW heavyweight champion, then come back. I'll make you know what? You brought it out earlier. I do have some stroke around here. If you want to come back to SCW Entertainment, why don't you? I'll put it on the table right now.
If I want to come back, it's open on the table right now. My answer to you, sir, is no. I will not come back. I do not want to come back. I will never come back to SCW Entertainment unless a few. You know what? Actually, let me rephrase that. I don't believe in that because, quite frankly, wrestling is a place where you can say never, say never. I'm going to leave you with my demands, if you will. A metric shit ton of money on the table. That's number one. Two, SCW trading cards with myself being the limited edition holographic SCW champion version. I want a DVD. I want DVD covers, man. I want poster covers. I want a show named after me. I don't care how you do it. I want a show named after me. I want you to reinstate Josh Chilton. Not really. He can stay fired. I want you to reinstate my buddy. I'm not going to say his name, but you know him. You have a problem with him, quite frankly. You had him fired the first time. You fired him at Ace in the Hole publicly. I want him reinstated. I want integrity. I don't want to see the company stuck in stagnation. I don't want to see another 11 months of Tevin being the champion. I don't want it. I want a new belt, quite frankly. Make me a new belt. What else? I want Scott's job back. I want Scott back as the general manager. I want Jeff Ritchie
back. You know what?
That'll never happen.
You know what, Tanner? I can just go ahead and stop you right now because if we got about 2 minutes left here in the broadcast where we're going to be cut short, and I can go ahead and tell you right now, nobody's going to meet any of those demands. We're not going to beg you to come back. It's obvious that this company can and will move on without you, honestly. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to prove that you're some type of man, but apparently we're not going to get into any kind of resolution as it comes to this. You're unruly, and I was hoping that you were going to come onto this show this evening and you were going to have some kind of explanation that would hold some type of ground, but apparently it's true what everybody said, and, you know, you really are, Tanner. At the end of the day, you're just being a coward. I think we all just need to go ahead and admit that.
Well, if that's how you feel, sir, that's how you feel, but quite frankly, Brandon, you're never going to see your belt again or me. And I carry that company for years. You can go kill yourself, pal.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and hang up because the funny thing is that, you know, Tanner Stone, we're going to have to wrap this up quick, guys. But at the end of the day, the only thing Tanner Stone has ever really fucking carried was that damn gut around with him. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to leave it there. Tanner Stone pretty much coming up on here on SCW Radio and establishing what we already knew. We are absolutely out of time. There's going to be more on this next week, guys. Sorry we ran out of time, but like I said, you know, I assumed we would. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, guys. Next week, SCW Radio, we're going to be back again Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., same time, same place. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank everyone for calling in, and we'll catch you next week for another edition of SCW Radio.